an insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday, where you're picking songs, we're playing them, get your votes in, Featured Artist Friday. It's the last hour of the program. Make it count. Nolan McGraw's tabulating. We'll reveal that in about 45 minutes or so. Ravens and Steelers. It's Steelers week. The anticipation is great, we think. We talked about the Pittsburgh defense a couple minutes ago. Now let's break down that offense, now led by Russell Wilson.
Yeah, let's take a look at the offense. I mean, let's start with the receivers. They played a lot against Washington with Pickens, Van Jefferson, and Calvin Austin III. Mike Williams got a little bit, but he got a big touchdown at the end. None of them are like great route runners, like man-to-man type route runners with the, you know, sharp breaks create separations. I didn't see a lot of separation being created. Now Pickens likes to run the go, the slant. That's and he's good at the slant route because he can break tackles and he can make some plays after the catch. Deep route, he's got great body awareness, great body adjust. You saw last week the touchdown he made where he caught behind him in the right corner of the end zone. I mean, his body control is amazing, and he can go up and get the ball. So he's kind of a nightmare, you know, on contested catches. And when Mike Williams comes in, he's not as flexible in the body control, but he's another big receiver that can go up and get the ball. So, I mean, you got to be ready for those moon balls. I mean, because they're going to run deep balls. They're going to throw the ball deep. Trust me when I tell you this. And it may be 10 times. It may be more. But he's going to lay it up, and it's going to be, you know, my guy, go get it. And it might be a really good throw, or he threw an interception against Washington where it was an awful throw. I mean, he's going to be like some of the throws that he makes on those deep ones. It's going to be like, man, they got no shot to get that ball. And then, you know, a couple of them, he's going to throw it perfect. He's going to drop it right down in the bucket, and it's going to be nice.
But we were talking about this yesterday with, to that point, about the moon ball deep shots. Yep. Hey, you throw 12, you complete two, and they're touchdowns. Hey, you'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they completed two. You know, Williams and Pickens both got a touchdown. And they wound up winning 28-27. So, I mean, are they the talented group? Pickens is super talented. I think the thing you want to – and with Russell Wilson, he's been averaging 92 yards over the three games. So, Russell's been giving him a lot of targets. So, I mean, that's the guy you got to focus on, you know, in the game on Sunday. Tight end, I like Freiermuth. I think Freiermuth's a good player. He's not a great blocker, but he's a good receiver, and he can you know, cause some damage one-on-one and over the middle of the field. He caught a touchdown, you know, on a pick play against Washington. But he is a good football player.
Three touchdowns so far this season.
Yeah. Now, they're going to play two and three tight ends a lot. Now, Darnell Washington, Todd Monken had him at Georgia. And he got to be 300 pounds.
He's a massive human being.
He is. They don't throw it to him a ton, but they will throw it to him. And he's a good blocker. I think he's a good blocker. Now, they also bring in Michael Pruitt, number 81. Okay. He's just okay. Freiermuth, like I said, not a good blocker. So Washington is their good blocker. And they'll line up a bunch with two and three tight ends. They'll line up a lot with two tight ends, three tight ends. They got no problem. They did that a lot against Washington. I think they had 26 carries by the two backs, something like that. Now, the offensive line, Dan Moore, the left tackle, pass protection, okay. Not great, not awful, but he's okay. The right tackle, Broderick Jones, pass protection, okay. You know, he's not spectacular or anything. I mean, they had the rookie. I mean, they drafted a rookie early, you know, and he's been hurt. Otherwise, I think they would be playing a rookie. But Broderick Jones is doing okay. Now, Isaac Ciamolo, number 73, the left guard. He's just okay. He's not great in pass. He's not great in run. He's just a guy. Just a guy. Now the center, Zach Frazier, second round pick. Maybe in time he's going to be a good player. He's inconsistent. And he doesn't look like he's the biggest guy in the world. So I think they can do some things with him. The right guard, I think, is the worst player on their offensive line. Mason McCormick, fourth-round pick this year. I don't think he's very athletic. I don't think he changes directions very well. He doesn't get up to the second level very well. And that's Travis Jones. You know, so I really think it's a huge advantage. For Matabike, and I've been talking about all week, Matabike and Travis Jones against Samulu, Frazier, and McCormick. I think big advantage. And the thing that it can cause in the pass game, they get back. All you got to do is, if they can push them back three steps, the 5'10 quarterback has a hard time seeing. And then what's he got to do after that? Then he's got to move. He's got to dodge the pocket. He's got to get out of the pocket, which is beneficial to the Ravens, I believe. So I think those two guys are key. Now, the offensive line in the run game, they don't knock people off the ball. Now, they're only averaging, Najee's averaging 4.1, Jalen Warren's averaging 3.9. And you can see it with the offensive line because they don't knock people off the ball. They get stalemated a bunch, and they don't combo up to the linebackers. And if they're not comboing up to the linebackers, then Roquan is running free. And if Roquan's running free, he should make a ton of tackles. So I think, you know, the offensive line, the inside guys are really suspect, and the Ravens got to take advantage of that because the Ravens' two defensive tackles are a lot better than their three guys. That's where the Ravens have a huge, huge advantage, and especially with a 5'10 quarterback. And then with Russell Wilson, Russell wants to get the ball out quick, but he'll pull it down. And if he can't see, he'll pull it down. And a lot of times, he's going to three-step drop and throw an outcut or throw the slant route. He was 14 of 28. He wasn't that accurate against Washington. Why? Because he's launching grenades. He's dropping back, fifth step head, bam! They were back on the 3-yard line, bam! Throwing deep. You know, so they're going to take their shots. And he's going to just lay it up there and let his receivers go make plays. So, I mean, one of my keys for tomorrow is the corners, they got to step up. You got to be able to handle the moon ball. And if the Ravens handle the moon ball, they'll win. Because Pittsburgh's going to have a hard time scoring points. And I don't see, Bob, them being able to run the ball. They like to put their two tight ends to one side, another to another, and then run that little pitch to Najee. And I think that's going to be – and the O-line doesn't sustain that well. So Ravens hustle and run to the ball. I think they're going to be in pretty good shape with that run play against them too. So I like the matchup for the Ravens against the run. Now the pass, you know, Who knows?
Anybody could have success throwing the ball. But last week against Washington, it looked like they were trying to get Cordarrelle Patterson more involved. And he's only played 5 games. Secret weapon-y type guy, maybe
they
Sunday.
They want to toss him, you know, that same pitch or get him to the outside, you know, or a screen pass type thing. He's getting a little long in the tooth right now.
He's not the dude that was running all over the Ravens when he was with Minnesota.
Right. Sure. And Bob, if Najee Harris, you know, because he hadn't practiced, and we'll see today or, you know, we'll know later today. But, I mean, if he's got an ankle and he's out, then Cordarrelle Patterson will have a much bigger role.
It's Vinny at 81.57 The Fan. So that's the film breakdown of the Pittsburgh offense going up against a shaky Ravens defense. When we come back, we'll look at Week 11 of the NFL season of 24, which starts tonight with Washington at Philadelphia. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk real and fantasy football with him. We could all use an extra couple of bucks heading into the weekend. Not guaranteeing that you win, but he's going to give you a trained, a professional, an informed opinion on what you may or may be able to do. And then on Funhouse Trip with Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Lamar Jackson yesterday met with the media, was asked this year's offense being different than previous seasons, and the differences being, well, probably for the first time since Lamar has been the quarterback going at, back to the midway point of 2018, they pass it as well as they run it. And they're just as dangerous throwing the football as they have been running the football. And they're efficient throwing the football. I mean, this guy's been incredible. His quarterback rating's 120, 24 touchdown passes, only two picks. So if you want to stop the run, then I'll just throw it down your throats, which he has done. And if, you know, you want to commit to maybe taking him out of the equation, throwing the football, then Derrick Henry's bringing that hammer at you at 100 yards per game.
Bob, you know what's interesting? I don't know if this would be one for the nerd dudes, you know? If any team has ever had, they're number one in the league in average per completion with 9.2, which is awesome. They're number one in average per rush at 5.7.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I'd be willing to guarantee you that's happened before.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're number one in offense, number one in rush, number one in points, and number three in passing. That's amazing.
Yeah, this is a great offense. This is the best offense Lamar has played with, but as he is wont to do, he's downplaying it.
Yeah,
he's not. We're unstoppable force. We blow away anything we've ever done before because they won a lot of games in previous years with different pieces and different styles.
Well, Bob, you got the leading. You got the third leading passer in the league. You got number one quarterback rating passer in the league. Number one touchdown thrower in the league. Throws least amount of interceptions of anybody, and you got number one rusher in the league, and you got the fifth leading receiver in the league. So, I mean, you got all bases covered.
Yeah, and getting yak yards, too.
Yes.
Which has always been somewhat of a shortcoming.
And explosive. I think they're number one. Well, both offense and defense are number one.
One's good, one's bad. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rick in East Baltimore. Rick, what's up?
Hey, great show, y'all. Great show. Vinny had me laughing when he was talking about the God. He was saying he's okay in the pass and okay and run. He's just a guy. I mean, he had me rolling, man. Oh, man. But when will Michael Pierce be back, and who will they put on Pickens?
On Pickens, I'm kind of hoping I wouldn't. Stevens, to me, is a bad matchup for Pickens because they like to throw the deep ball, and he doesn't play the deep ball very good. I would say Marlon Humphrey would be the guy. You know, and then you put, I think Wiggins would be great on Williams if he's just running and stuff, because Wiggins runs faster than anybody on that field, maybe other than Keaton Mitchell. So I like those kind of matchups.
All right. Week 11 starts tonight. Commanders at the Eagles. Nolan McGraw, before we get to our picks and break down the schedule, give us a standings update as we're 2 weeks from today. Is Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Right. Yes!
I'd rather not look at the standings, but I guess if I have to.
You do have to.
Vinny is in the lead at 132-69. Bob is 3 games back, 129-72. I'm 10 games back, 122-79.
Ouch. When you're gonna start trading at the deadline? You're that far out of the standings here. But we don't want to pop off too much tonight. Commanders coming off that heartbreaking loss to the Steelers where they blew a double-digit lead against Philadelphia, who's really starting to play well at this time. Not hearing a lot about getting rid of Nick Sirianni anymore, are we?
Not yet. They've been winning.
Well, they lose tonight.
Let him lose,
It'll start to percolate. But Philly, 4-point favorites here. Jalen Hurts, he's having a good year, a really good year now. Jane Daniels going to be the offensive rookie of the year. Vinny, Washington at Philadelphia, a little old school rivalry going on here. Some Joe Gibbs, Buddy Ryan stuff.
Yeah, I like the Eagles. I like Saquon Barkley. Like you said, Bob, I mean, the Eagles are playing well. They're running it well. They got two outstanding receivers. Goddard's a stud. Bob, The starting left tackle, their stud left tackle, is back tonight off of IR, so he's starting tonight. They got a Pro Bowl right tackle. I just think that Philly's going to be too much for Washington.
Right, yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. If you listen to Philly radio, still very much Nick Sirianni is the main talking point. Fans don't like it.
Okay.
But that, you know how Philly is.
Oh, yes, so. We do.
Aren't we in a place where people want John Harbaugh fired too, though?
I think it's any team in the NFL.
Yeah.
There might be some whack jobs in KC that want Andy Reid fired. You never know.
Perhaps.
They exist.
Fumble Ruski.
Anyway, I'm going with the Eagles tonight. Jalen Hurts has been phenomenal for his past five games. Passer ratings over 115. Not sure if he replicates that tonight, but I think he will be good enough for a win.
I think Philly wins and Puffy pantses him. As a matter of fact,
That would not shock me.
I think Jaden Daniels is playing hurt. His performance has kind of dipped the last couple of weeks. I think Philadelphia is on a little bit of a roll here. So they will win this game, and they're going to win this division. I still think Washington's got a really good chance of making the playoffs. Now, if they win tonight, things get real interesting there in the NFC East.
Bob, real quick, Philly's number two in defense.
Yeah, I'm seeing blowout here. Not like 40-3 sort of drubbing, but I think they win and they win comfortably. How's that sound? Let's rephrase. Put the puffy pants back in the closet. We'll break those out for a couple of games this weekend. Week 11 tonight, Sunday, Ravens at Pittsburgh. We'll do our picks tomorrow. Ravens 3-point favorites there. Packers at the Bears. We'll talk about that with Mike Harmon in a couple of minutes. Green Bay minus 5. Hey, Green Bay needs to get it together a little bit. They haven't been overly impressive.
The quarterback needs to get his...
turnover central, yes. Man. He's got 10 picks right now, and he's been banged up himself. Jacksonville with Mac Jones at Detroit. Lions minus 14.
Puffy. That could be puffy.
Yeah, that might be the puffy pants are there. How about Minnesota at Tennessee? Vikings minus 6, but old Sam Darnold's been very giving.
Yeah, and Tennessee's got the number one defense, so it's going to be a... and Minnesota got 12 points last week. What, 4 field goals?
Against Jacksonville. Raiders at Dolphins, Miami minus 7. Do the Dolphins have a late push at them to get into the playoffs here?
Could be another puffy pants.
Yeah, Raiders look like they're perfect remedy for their woes. Miami's, that is. Rams at the Patriots, Rams minus 5. Browns at the Saints, we talked about this. New Orleans minus 1. Colts with Anthony Richardson, they're at the Jets. Jets minus 4. Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play next year. Well, if I'm a Jets fan, I'd be like, great, do it somewhere else. Yeah. Atlanta's at Denver. Denver minus 2.5 coming up that heartbreaker against the KC in Atlanta. I mean, Young, hey, he missed a couple of field goals as they lose to the Saints. They had a chance to really take control of the South,
no doubt.
And they blew that one. Seattle's at San Francisco. Well, Mike McDonald's Seahawks need to win. San Francisco looks like they might be getting it together. Jake Moody had people say, man, they're ready to punch him. Or they tried to on their own sidelines. Debo Samuel, San Francisco, minus 6.5. Other game of significance in the AFC, Kansas City undefeated at Buffalo. Bills minus 2. Bills are 4-0 at home. And then Sunday night, Cincinnati at the Chargers. This is a significant game as L.A. tries to get that 7th win in Cincinnati. They've been so close. They get close to 500. They reach for it. It just eludes them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they lose this one, then I think it might be stick a fork in them time, because then you're 4-7 and things are going haywire. But if they can win, which they're certainly capable of doing,
4-7, then you have no room. You got to win every game,
and they're not.
Yeah,
I mean, not with that defense. But the Chargers, they become the scary, don't want to play them kind of team. By the way, the Ravens see them in a couple of weeks. Monday night, Houston's at Dallas. All right, Houston, what you got? That should be a puffy pants or two, I would hope.
Houston at Dallas. Yeah.
7.5-point favorites on the road. Maybe the curtains will be up for this.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, the Texans terrible on the road, especially Stroud.
Yeah, 2-3 on the road. But Dallas sucks at home. They're 0-4.
Something's got to give.
That's right. It's the immovable object and the irresistible whatever. Giants, Cardinals, Buccaneers, and Panthers all have byes. Carolina's probably like, man, we start getting hot. We got to take a week off.
Yeah.
Enjoy that 2-game winning streak. We'll come back, talk about real and fantasy football. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. His Bears, hey, 3 weeks ago they were 4-2. Now they're 4-5 and they're firing people. What the hell's going on? And I'll rub it in Mike's face that since I've known Mike for over 20 years, we've been working together back to my NST days. I think the Ravens have had two coaches. I think the Bears sometimes have two coaches in a year. And we'll bring that up. But the most important thing is he'll give you fantasy advice. And if I were you, I'd take it. No shortage of news in the National Football League, and we're going to help you win some money, hopefully, if you just take the advice of our next guest from Fox Sports Radio, from SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Week 11, we can keep rolling on. It's already on the back half of the schedule. I'm a little sad, but on we go.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. By the way, I hate cranberry sauce. You're throwing it out there. If I offend any, I don't want to trigger anyone, Mike Harmon.
Well, you know, people get upset over the slightest thing. Cranberry sauce could be one of them. I don't know.
Now, we'll start with your Bears because, you know, unfortunately, things are going a little haywire for them last 3 weeks, all losses. Caleb Williams gets sacked a ton. Then again, I was watching these stats, said he holds the ball way too long, given the circumstances. The offensive line, or the offensive coordinator, rather, Shane Waldron, he was sacrificed. So what in the wild world of sports is going on with Chicago Bears over the last 3 weeks when they were actually one of the feel-good stories just a month ago?
Well, you got to step up in class. You played some softball opponents to get things started. You got that. Go back and look at the wins, not against the heavyweights. And look, you beat who's on the schedule and take advantage as you can. But step up in class. The offensive line, I don't know how much you live and die by the Bible. That is Pro Football Focus. I'm like, oh, they're a top 10 offensive line. I'm like, go watch games. Tell me that's top 10 offensive.
Amen to that, my friend.
Right, so you got that. You add the fact he does hold the ball way too long, and everything's got to be a home run instead of just taking the easy check down, easy throw to whether it's Swift out of the backfield or the quick screens and whatever. And timing is not there, right? So the key to this game is always, you know, how can you get out in rhythm, on time, on schedule, you know, precise routes? And that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist because he's looking to make the home run play each and every time. And right now it's just an absolute mess. And look, when you build stuff on, it's a house of cards. Because you brought Eberflus back, and we, you know, my feelings on all of that. You know, as soon as the guy's still got a year of contract left, means he's not going to get fired. Now, do I want anybody walking the plank? No, I'm not. I'm a happy guy. I want everybody to be fully employed and happy and fat in the belly and all the cranberry sauce and stuffing they want. But the reality is that the guy is a good defensive coordinator, maybe a great defensive coordinator, but he's not a head coach.
All right, Ravens, Steelers, first place on the line, and hopefully your Bears will get it together because you do see potential there for sure, not to patronize you, Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Ravens offense, brilliant. Defense sucks. Pittsburgh 7-2. They've won 4 in a row. They're 3-0 with Russell Wilson. What's real? What's Memorex? What's fantasy? Pittsburgh, Baltimore, what's going to happen? Ravens are 3-point favorites on the road.
Well, we know the defense is no good. Now it's a question of whether you can defend the moon ball. You know, Pittsburgh running the ball better of late. Last couple of weeks, you're seeing Harris, Warren. That's starting to click a little bit, and they can play some defense. So one little difference here is, you know, they can get after it. Highsmith's banged up, but they brought in Preston Smith. See how brilliant that was, you know, in contrast to the Bears? Actually forward thinking and solving problems that didn't exist in the moment, but given TJ Watt's history and obviously Highsmith now out, you know, they, you know, shuffling up and dealing. But, you know, for Russell Wilson, this is obviously going to be that much bigger a test as you look at what he's done thus far. He hasn't been brilliant, but he does give you that element that Justin Fields didn't in terms of, you know, putting balls up for grabs and letting guys go and make plays. You know, Fields more a line drive, I'll throw it through a defender or try to get it to you, whereas Russ just lays it up and says, go get it. And bringing in Mike Williams certainly is a help there. I think it ends up becoming a, all right, who do you like more? Do you like which field goal kicker gets it done when it's all said and done. And I'll take the Ravens in a high scoring game, but it's Pittsburgh's interesting. Like, I'm not a Russell Wilson guy at all, but it certainly is a much different looking offense with him under center.
Hey, Mike, I told Bob earlier, I think the Chicago job would be the best job of all the jobs that are going to be available. And you know what? Chicago may, because there's a lot of good candidates out there this year.
Well, it's always the assumption that they hire the right guy. Right? They how many times have they been buffaloed by whatever the interview process is or the recommendations? I mean, even just the hiring of Waldron. Like, I'd love to be a fly on the wall exactly how that process went down. I mean, you had ex-players, former coaches, everybody around what was Seattle saying, I don't know about that. But, yeah, you do have a bunch of skill position guys. Part of it, did they really try to stage a coup this week for Caleb Williams? Like, there's a lot that needs to be sorted out. So an unhealthy locker room in history. But, yeah, at least on paper, defense should be better than it has been in spots. And certainly, the decision-making more a question mark than anything. But the talent certainly is there. As long as they haven't, you can decide if they haven't broken Caleb Williams just yet.
Hey, Mike, that Buffalo-Kansas City game, I mean, you're playing fantasy and stuff. What receivers is he throwing to?
Now, there is the billion-dollar question, right? As you look at the Buffalo Bills, Khalil Shakir still out there, so he'll be a back-end number two for you. Cooper's got the questionable tag, not ruled out yet. The flex or maybe the dollar play in your daily fantasy kind of lineup. But yeah, this one becomes the Knox, Kincaid if available, but certainly Knox steps up a little bit. James Cook out of the backfield will have to take on a much bigger role. As a receiver, I think, as well. And then we go back to, maybe old school Josh Allen, where he's running the football a bit more than he has the first few weeks of the year. It's fascinating to watch, right, as they get ready for this one. Ray Davis also can catch the ball out of the backfield, the backup running back. So maybe a little bit of a price play for you there. But, yeah, it's the curiosity of how you try to solve that defense, because when we go through and talking contenders, talking back to the larger questions that we ask of, all right, who's really good, because there's a lot of garbage in the NFL right now. Let's be honest, as much as we love the sport, it's very difficult to prop it up as, all right, it's healthy all over the place. Now, there's some really bad organizations and bad teams out there. Yep. But the one thing Kansas City does have is there's no obvious deficiency for them. Right, they may not be sexy and putting up 40 a game, but they're not giving up 40 a game. Field goal kicker's pretty good. You don't have to like him. He's efficient. The punter has been good, and the offense has been doing just enough to get it done. So, that's the thing. Is everybody else, we can go team by team and find a problem. Right, Josh Allen, who's he throwing the football to? Well, they still are getting it done, but for Kansas City, It's a nice balance that they have. Will the luck, as some call it, run out at some point? Maybe even this week. Sure. But, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, you're not talking about me. You're talking about football. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDope.com. Real quick, winners, losers, fantasy football. Let's win some dough.
All right. Usual suspects up top. Jackson and Allen right off the jump. We'll get after it. Jalen Hurts tonight. We'll fire him up. Jaden Daniels back end, top 10. Joe Burrow, even against the tough Chargers game. That's one of the great games on the slate, too. That Sunday night football game. Get in's only $38. It'll be $100 to park, though. Bo Nix against Atlanta. Russell against the Ravens. We get him in. Go a little bit deeper in the quarterback. Guys, we're sitting down. Yeah, Geno against San Francisco. Stafford against New England. That one's, where the Rams offense is a bit curious. And obviously want nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Captain Kirk's banged up. Might actually see Penix against a good Denver D. And then Caleb Williams, no thanks. See, I got to take the obvious one so I can at least say I got one right.
Correct.
This week. Mixon against Dallas, McCaffrey up the top, Kamara going up against Cleveland, and Jonathan Taylor against the Jets. They cannot stop the run. Even with Anthony Richardson back, it'll be 8, 9, maybe 10 guys in the box waiting on him. David Montgomery against the Jaguars gets a start for us, and then give us a little old Ravens magic. Once upon a time, J.K. Dobbins for your charges against the Bengals. No fly is Travis Etienne. Austin Estime, he's interesting, but still a little bit of a risk, getting bigger time share, more a flex play than anything substantive this time. And then we'll take those Dolphins running backs, and we'll just leave them behind because that offense is busted. Wide receiver quite quickly, Debo against Seattle. Garrett Wilson against Indy. It doesn't have to be pretty, but they got to feed him. A.J. Brown tonight. Nico Collins back in the mix against Dallas. Maybe the sun will be in his eyes. I don't know, but he'll catch the ball. DeAndre Hopkins, you notice how in a burial that became the story of the week. How laughable is that? Juwan Jennings against Seattle. Darnell Mooney is on the outs. We're benching him against Denver. And then give me a little bit of Brian Thomas against Detroit, even with Mac Jones under center. Just throw it to the kid. Let him go make some plays.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the games tonight. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Do a great thing, fellas.
Mike, good luck with the White Sox eventually. We got plenty of time to rag on them. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Funhouse, Dolan McGraw, Inside Access.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says Lamar played well enough to win in the first Steelers game last year, was let down by his wide receivers. Had Week 18 actually mattered for both teams, no doubt in my mind that the Ravens would have steamrolled Pittsburgh in that one as well.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I think they would have killed him if they had. The Ravens were rolling there at the end of the season.
And they were, what, Mason Rudolph time?
Yeah.
With all due respect to Mason Rudolph, of course.
And that ended up being a close loss for the Ravens. So, I mean, the Steelers got the better of them, but even with the backup, it wasn't a blowout in favor of Pittsburgh. This texter here, Dave in Annapolis, says the Chiefs being undefeated is the biggest indictment on the quality of football we're seeing around the league. They are far from dominant and statistically speaking are far from one of the historically good teams that we've seen go undefeated.
But the thing that they do is they know how to win. That's the thing that they do. And that's something that, people don't have. I mean, the Ravens. And when you look at it statistically, their special teams are good, their defense is good, and the offense is good enough. So, I mean, it's not like 1-32. I'd rather have, Chiefs overall stats than being so far different between offense and defense.
They're the most clutch team in the NFL, and it's not even close. I think the gap between them and whoever's second is ginormous. Joe in Arbutus says, it's very sad the Ravens' defense has been as bad as it is. Lamar's playing better than he ever has. Imagine if the defense was as good as last year's, the Ravens would never lose a game. If they were just top 15, maybe still unbeatable.
Well, forget that. How about just if they were top 20? If they were top 20, they'd have one loss, maybe, is all they'd have, and they'd be rolling. But how about if just the pass defense, was 19th? Where they would be.
And we'll close with this one here, talking about the spread for Sunday's game. As it stands now, Ravens are 3-point favorites. Some people may be a little confused by that, considering Pittsburgh is the home team. Texter here pointing out says, every time I've been a little unsure about one of Vegas's lines for a Ravens game, the Ravens end up winning big. The Bills game, the Broncos game from a few weeks back, those smelled a little fishy to me at the time. Sure enough, Vegas knows best. Maybe I should just listen to what they say.
I tell you what, if Pittsburgh wins this game, I'll give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. Because I think this is a game for them to it was kind of like New Orleans. Who is New Orleans? And I think the Ravens kind of showed them who New Orleans was. Now it's the same thing with Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh, you know, have they really beaten, you know, a good team yet? And now they're going to play a team that's got a lot of, you know, a lot of dudes on it offensively. And we're going to find out how good that defense is.
First place on the line.
Yep.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers win, they're two games up on the Ravens as we're into the second half of the season. That's going to do it for us. Well, we got plenty coming up tomorrow. Hart, Featured Artist Friday, Ravens Steelers breakdown, your phone calls, text, and all that good stuff getting you ready for this one and everything else happening in the world of sports. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.